Further fallout from the Davy controversy, the vaccine rollout programme and the royal response to that interview are some of the stories you'll find on your front pages this morning. The Irish Times leads with the line that following yesterday's move by the NTMA to withdraw Davy's ability to act as a primary dealer of Irish government bonds, the stockbroking firm closed its bond desk, resulting in 4 redundancies as it raced to contain the crisis triggered by the record central bank fine it received last week. The Irish Examiner reports on its front page, meanwhile, that all of the 16 employees who were involved in the rogue bond trade in 2014 have since left the company. Writing inside today's Times, meanwhile, Fintan O'Toole also devotes his column to those 16 employees. Right at the time when our wounds were raw and still bleeding, these people stuck in the knife of greed and arrogance and unabashed entitlement. Even after everything that happened, they asserted their right to carry on regardless. We know all the costs of impunity, O'Toole writes. If these individuals get away with it, we deserve the consequences. The Irish Daily Star quotes comments made by the Deputy Chief Medical Officer Ronan Glynn yesterday, in which he said that he believes that the vaccination programme could lead to an easing of the lockdown within weeks. Back in the front of the Times, however, it's reported that Ireland is set to receive less than half the deliveries of vaccines it originally expected in the first 3 months of the year. The Irish Independent builds its lead story today around the increase in the number of college applications, which you'll also have heard covered in the bulletin. The Oprah Winfrey interview with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, which was broadcast on RTE television last night, generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun. Worst royal crisis in 85 years is the headline in the Mirror, while the Mail reports that the royal family was paralysed with horror and dismay last night as Prince Harry stood accused of blowing up his family with his bombshell interview. For its lead story, the Examiner reports that 111 cases of investment frauds amounting to more than €4 million in losses were reported last year. Gardaí believe, however, that the actual number could be tens of millions of euro, since many people are too embarrassed to report the crime. Cormac O'Keefe reports that many of the recent crimes involve virtual frauds such as Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. The lack of a police presence at street celebrations in Belfast on Sunday night, when Rangers fans celebrated their team's victory in the Scottish League, is covered as the lead story in the Irish News. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports on criticisms of Stormont's plan to exit the current lockdown by Professor Gabriel Scally. Elsewhere this morning, Dublin's Poolbeg chimney stacks may have to be encased in fibreglass or concrete to ensure their long-term survival, according to Dublin City Council. That's in the front of the Times. And the Independent reports today on an urban regeneration fund of €25 million for towns in the Midlands, €10 million of which is to go to Longford. Tullamore, Portlaoise and Athlone are to receive the rest of the funding. And finally, the Examiner has a story today about a picture taken by UCC employee Maria Curran of a ship off the coast of Cork, which appears to be hovering in mid-air. A similar picture, known as the Flying Ship, taken by a British photographer, which went viral recently, prompted Maria to revisit her picture, which she took back in October, and she has since discovered is caused by a mirage that happens most commonly in the Arctic Circle when cold air lies close to the sea with warm air above it. And you can see Maria's picture on page 2 of today's Examiner.